you know, right now I'm in Greene County, and if I look weird, like looking up and stuff, they gave me a new monitor yesterday, and my Surface is the only one that has the camera, and the monitor is behind me. So every once in a while I'm looking up, like looking at people. So sorry about that. So anyhow, we have been working on ADRCs started back in 1998 with five ADRCs at that point in time. We haven't had any type of increase in funding, and actually we had a decrease in funding in 2009. Now, I give you a little bit of history on that, because one of the things with the funding that we've noticed, or that the state noticed, is that we have been trying to figure out, there's been a couple of things. There's been, currently the funding is generational. So first generation ADRCs got more money to open up sooner, or got an incentive to open up sooner. Second generation ADRCs, which was around 2006, have gotten more money, you know, to open up sooner, again, an incentive in there. The other ADRCs that opened up from 2008 until 2000, and I believe Dane came up in 2014, we were based on a cost model, which was only based on 18 years and older, the percentage of adult population 18 and over per county. So for example, and this was back in, again, 2008. So for example, and the sheet out here, Grant County is like 0.6924%. They have 0.6924% of all the adults 18 and over in the state of Wisconsin. So with this current formula, you know, it's not equal for each ADRC. The other piece that's in there is it's only based on total population. It's not based on any type of health equity, any type of, for example, like minority, poverty, those types of things. And the investment, reinvestment, so the state, okay, I'll back up. So the state then decided that we needed to look at the current cost model and the current funding for ADRCs. So they've got together a reinvestment group, which included ADRCs. There was a small, like single county ADRCs. There was regional ADRCs. I was on the committee. We also had Wisconsin, a representative from Wisconsin County Human Services Association and the Wisconsin County Fiscal Managers Association. And then the tribes were also involved kind of later down the road, because it started out being a reallocation, because currently with the funding so skewed, you know, there are some ADRCs that are just struggling and some ADRCs that are not currently able to spend their funding. And I'll get to that in a minute. So we were looking at, in 2017, the reinvestment committee started in 2017, like right around September. And what we found with the reallocation is that if we took a formula in the current, we were trying different formulas, trying different things. We wanted to have very strong data, because when you're talking to legislators, when you're talking to actually anybody in the community, they want to know, well, how does it, where does the data fit into that? And so we were getting different data from like the Bureau of Labor Relations and, you know, the U.S. Census, so that it's very strong data. So we were looking at different formulas, and we tried the current formula that we came up with reallocation. And honestly, and with that, using that formula, most ADRCs would lose money. So what we decided, and the state was also involved, the state was at all these meetings. And so what was looked at then, instead of looking at reallocation, we needed to look longer down the road and look at ADRC reinvestment. Oh, sorry, my face is kind of, the sun's kind of coming in my office here. So we were looking at ADRC reinvestment, which with the current formula, no ADRCs lose money. In fact, most ADRCs, all but I think two, actually gain or get an increase in funding with the current formula that we came up with. So Lori, I don't know, did you share the draft of what we would get for this one? You can't see it. So the Aging Disability Resource Center reinvestment recommendations for allocations?
No.
Okay. So anyway, with this, so I will just read off of this and then we can look at, you know, you can, Lori can send you out a copy later. So with this now, with this formula, we have figured out that we're using ages 60 plus, and it's weighted, it's a weighted formula. So ages 60 plus is, let me get to it. I should have this memorized by now, but I don't. So age 60 plus is 30% of the formula. Age 18 plus with a disability is 30% of the formula. Age 18 plus minority is 15% of this formula. Age 75 plus is 10% of the formula. And age 18 plus is 15% of your poverty. 18 plus poverty is 15% of the formula. So this is the formula that we came up with. So with this new formula and looking at all the ADRCs across the state, it would require that we get the state would increase our funding, would need to increase our funding by $27.5 million. Now, that being said, we also had looked farther down the road to look at more prevention programs, to look at elder benefit specialist programs, to look at 18, because right now most ADRCs can do caregiver support programs for 60 and over. However, we're not able to do, we don't have a program where we can do caregiver programs 18 to 59. So that was one of the things that this committee decided that we needed to do also is to get that in there. In prevention programs, currently we can do prevention programs for people 60 and over. However, we're not able to do prevention programs from age 18 to 59. And as we know, when you start doing prevention programs, then it just, you know, it saves money down the road because people are healthier. So we looked at that also, and that would be an additional, and then plus we have increase in there for the tribes. We also have increase in there for the elder benefit specialist program because that has not had an increase in over, what, 25 or 30 years, I believe. So that's in that piece. And that is another 25 million. So we're asking, we're, you know, the ask is for 54.5 million. And I realize that that's a big ask. And we know that, you know, in this day and age right now, as we are, finances are, you know, tight. So, but we wanted to make sure that that number was out there and that, you know, with the two numbers, because in talking with legislators, you know, it's like, here's our ultimate goal, but here's what we need, you know, we would like currently. So what we're focusing on is the 27.5 million that will increase all the ADRCs to get us to where we should be for funding. Other piece that's in that formula is like small counties. I go to Florence County because they have a population of about 8,761 people total. So we wanted to make sure that ADRC services were consistent across the state. So in order to do that, there has to be a funding floor. So the funding floor is $160,000 for small counties. So that would be for an ADRC director. It would be for one information and assistance specialist full-time and one full-time disability benefit specialist. So that's what that would include. Now, the other piece with this formula is that there is currently no incentive for regional either. However, with the funding, the way that it comes out in the formula, the regionals, if they choose to you know, continue on, that would, you know, again, that would be, the funding is kind of in there because you don't, you know, like for example, in our area, we would get funding for four full-time ADRC directors. Well, the ADRCs are, in our area, are all integrated with aging programs. So we don't need, you know, a full-time you know, ADRC director in each one of the counties. And, you know, we have to look at what the efficiencies are with having a region and all of that. So what we're asking is that right now, because I spoke with the governor's office, I was on a call with their staff. They're very interested. Wisconsin Counties Association is also very much in support of the reinvestment project. Wisconsin County Human Services Association is very much in support of it. And so what we've been, you know, kind of tasked to do is, because Wisconsin Counties Association also met with the governor's office and talked about the reinvestment project. So what we've been tasked to do is ask that counties also support this project by sending a resolution, you know, approving a resolution that states that they are in support of the ADRC reinvestment project. And I don't know if Courtney, if you have that resolution or if you guys are going to share that resolution up on the screen, or are you just, you all right? So there's the resolution.
Yeah, that's it.
And if anybody's got any questions, now I'd be happy to answer any questions. Like I said, I've been kind of living and breathing this since 2017. So, but that's what we're asking for, and that's why we brought it to this board too, so you can look at it and discuss, and hopefully move it forward. Anybody have any questions for me?
Not too bad.
So, Mary, this is Carolyn. So it was my understanding that there has been no increase in this for what, 11 years?
Since 2009. In fact, we got a decrease in 2009. So we have not seen, ADRCs have not seen an increase in funding since 2009.
And that this is based on a 2010 census.
Correct.
Okay. Mary, do you want to point out that when the ADRCs were formed too, I believe there was no county levy involved, and it's still moving on that premise that while some counties have put in levy, this does not necessarily.
Correct. Thank you, Lori. Yes. And historically, the ADRCs were set up to where they would not include any county levy. Now, that being said, because we haven't had an increase, there have been a number of counties that have had to put in levy, you know, or have chosen to put in levy because they feel that the ADRCs are very beneficial to their counties. But this would also alleviate a lot of that if this funding went through. So that's another thing that we've been discussing with that.
So if you look to the bottom, the ask is for $27,410,000 in GPR. The state's ADRC, and then to provide additional funding to expand dementia care specialist, fully fund elder benefit specialist, expand caregiver support programs, expand health promotion services, expand care transition services, fund aging and disability resources in the tribes, and fully fund aging and disability resource support systems. So, is there a question? So we did put the resolution, Mary did send me the resolution yesterday, and I did, you know, I did put a recommendation for passage on it. I did not know whether the board would want to entertain a recommendation for passage on it today, or if they're gonna want further information to make that decision. I guess let us know your preference in that area. Would you like to act on it today? Would you like more information?
I have a question.
Yes,
Bob.
What is your time frame for getting this done?
Well, we would like to get, I mean, it's what we're asking, we wanted to get it done sooner rather than later. However, you know, it came to us a little late. So we were trying to get resolutions to the governor's office by February or March. But, you know, whenever we can get it there, I think just having the resolutions and having the support there, that they can see that, you know, that the state or the counties are supporting us in this.
Well, the challenge is a timing issue, because normally Grant County ADHD meets the day after county board. So we just had our meeting yesterday. So yeah. If that follows through again in January and then in February, you're going to have to take action almost a month ahead of the county board to forward it on to the county board for approval. So I'm going to suggest that the ADRC board takes action today to forward it on to the county board for January. I'm going to have another resolution somewhat like this for Wisconsin Utility Tax Association, because we are also not really work asking for a huge increase, but we just want to get back on a annual inflationary thing. And then we're taking the same approach. We're going in partnership with WCA and asking all county boards to approve a letter to be forwarded to the governor in one package. It's nothing new to me. It seems to work as well, because when you start from the ground and everybody is on the same page, it helps. So that would be my suggestion. If you want to get this to the governor's desk in February, we should be good.
Gail, do you have any thoughts? Can't hear
Dale. Dale, we cannot hear you.
I'll make your way. There you go.
Yeah, February would be the earliest that we could get it out there, because due to the meeting schedule, the committee would have to take it up in January, and then it would be February before the county board could act on it.
Couldn't this committee approve it today?
I suppose we could, yeah.
We could, up in January.
Yeah.
It is listed on the agenda as the resolution.
It's on it, even though we don't have a copy of it. I think that's just a procedural thing. I think everybody basically knows what it's all about.
So are there any other comments? Did we want to take action on that then today?
I think you probably should take action if it's possible then.
Okay. Any other comments? Do you want to go to a vote then?
The motion.
Our motion? Thank you. Somebody want to make a motion to approve
this? I'll make a motion to approve the funding resolution for ADRC.
And is there a second?
I can second it.
And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
All right. Now on to approval of vouchers.
We did dig back a little bit before we get going on this bunch and did look into those expenses.
Will you still need a signed resolution on file?
What we'll have to do is send that out. So we'll print that off and send that out to you. Or if you guys, if you're in town, if you want to stop by, I can have you sign it too. But what we've had to do with the other ones is just send out one and have you sign it, and then we'll just attach them all together.
Lori,
I have a question for you. Do you have a copy of the resolution there today?
Yes, we do.
Could we stop by to on our way home and sign it?
Most certainly can.
Okay, that'll save sending it out. Anyway.
And the rest of them we'll send out too.
If you want to have Lori, I'll print copies for those guys here and then get it.
Great.
They can stop there.
Okay, I can, yeah, I'll do that. I'll just forward it on to you, Bob, if you want.
And I'll print copies for them and sign one, and then we'll get it to you.
Perfect. A little bit of rounding, get it signed from everybody else then. So, so Dale, I just wanted to go back on that. You had some questions on that van cost on the last one. So Courtney did pull up those invoices. It looked like it was rotors, brake pads, calipers. And you know, now the new thing with, I've noticed with the maintenance or the shops is shop supplies are now added to everything. So that's another expense. Then there were also, at a different time, there were tie rods and something to do with the transmission mount that I can't really figure out on the invoice very well, but that we did look that up. So that was what that was about. So if you want to stop and look at the invoice, I'd be happy to show it to you because we've got it here.
Yeah, well, maybe I will. I'll stop out and sign that. Maybe have it. Okay.
Or I'll print it out. If Bob's going to give you the resolution, I'll send those to him and maybe he can print those out too. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thanks, Lori. Okay, so now getting back to the current vouchers. Everybody have a chance to look at questions, comments? If there's no questions, anybody want to make a motion?
I didn't see nothing this month. I'll move approve the vouchers.
Is there a second?
I can second it, Sis Pat.
Okay, thanks, Pat. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion. So, now on to financial report. All right. Anybody have anything to say, comments, suggestions, questions? Okay. Somebody want to make a motion to approve?
You're quiet today.
I know.
I'll make a motion to approve the financial report.
Thanks, Pat. Is there a second?
I'll second it. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'll second it, Gary Cho.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. ADRC Grant County Director's Report.
Well, I feel like we've crammed about 3 months into one. It's been a very, very, very busy month. We had transportation grants due. It's always a busy time for us. The transportation grants are due. We're trying to wrap up aging units and get that budget in. We've got claim forms too. It's been crazy. But we're hanging in there. Things are going well. Courtney and I have been pretty focused on getting emergency food things together, which, you know, it's a little difficult when you can't shop like you normally would. But we've gotten those donations, so we are doing emergency food boxes for people that requested one. We've got about 82 people that felt they were in need of an emergency food box. Kind of went through a little assessment with everybody that was receiving meals to make sure that if somebody, you know, would be without down, that they would have a day's worth of meals. So, Courtney, do you want to tell me what's in the meals?
I'm sorry, what was?
Do you want to tell them what's in the emergency food boxes?
Sure. So we're planning to do 2 days worth of meals. So they'll include a Hormel Completes meal, which is there's like meatloaf with mashed potatoes. There's chicken breast with mashed potatoes. So that way that hits the protein and the starchy vegetable. And then we're also getting the individual cups of fruits like peaches to hit that. And then also the individual cups of green beans. And we'll have cereal bars to hit the grain. What's the one I'm missing? Juice or tomato juice to also get vegetable. And then we have shelf stable milk that will also go out in the meals. It's a combination of those things to hit the 2 days worth.
And those will actually then count as a nutritional meal. It'll meet 1/3 of their daily nutritional requirements. So we will be able to count those meals towards our grants as well. We went with 2 days right now. We may increase that just because of the timing of the holidays right now. I'm a little concerned with the holiday timing being Thursday, Friday. And so we've got 4 days consecutive where people aren't going to get meals. We are asking people to order an extra meal on like the 22nd and 23rd if they think they need meals, but that's still a long haul. If we'd end up with a snowstorm on Monday or something, that would be an issue. So we may, depending on after we get these purchased and how much funding we got, because we did get that large donation from Claire Bank, we'll see if we need to do more. We went with 2 days because Southwest Tech thought if one of our sites went down or one of our vendors went down, they would need about a 2 day startup in order to get meals out. So that's why we looked at that, that 2 days worth, but we may increase that for this year. I just have some concerns about it.
So do you have enough funding then for?
We got $5,000 from Claire Bank, and then we got another $1,750 from the Elks Lodge, and then we also got a little. I'm forgetting the amount from the Muscadet Church, I think we'll be fine. The big donation was nice. So, because typically we are not able to provide, you know, much for emergency meals. The 4-H Dairyland Diamonds also does a basket for us as well, or a bag for us as well. That typically has not met the nutritional requirements, so we can't count that as a meal, but it still provided people with some food. However, this year they added to it. So we think if we add just a little bit more, we can count that as a meal as well. So that and so that will be another bag for them for like an emergency day, a bad weather day, obviously. The majority of our people, I think, you know, are able to handle a day without meals, but we just have some that, you know, obviously we have 82 that are concerned that they might not be able to do that. We want to make sure that we do that. So the transportation grants are in. Like I said, I am working to get the aging budget is due today. I have been waiting for GWAR for 3 days to figure out an error on it, because it says I can't get it with the error. They have an error wrong on our local match. They tell us we have a $12,000 match when I know we don't. So they have not responded to that. And so today I just submitted it and said, well, I'm submitting it anyway. So you fix the error. I can't. So, and I don't want it to be late. So it is submitted. Other than that, we have had, COVID has been making our life a little bit miserable as well. We have had sites quarantined. We've had several people, staff quarantined with COVID or exposed to someone with COVID. So again, trying to, Courtney and I've just spent a lot of time trying to get all our emergency plans in place. So far we've been able to handle everything with that, but it takes a lot of coordination and sometimes it's all we do. I feel like every day that I've had planned in the last 2 weeks has gone a different route. So, but you know, we're making the best of the situation. Our contact numbers are still high. You know, our staff are still engaging customers and consumers and getting them the services they need. So, that's a good
thing. Okay. Program report.
Did we send it out this time?
No, we don't have a program report this time.
All right. So I guess if anybody has anything else to add to this meeting, and we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You guys too.
Thank you.
Safe travels. Stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
Don't go to too many places that have too many people. Wear the mask. Do I need a motion to adjourn, or can we just adjourn, or?
We do need a motion.
Okay, so I just want to add, the next meeting is January 20th. Our next regional meeting is February 25th. And so at this point, a motion to adjourn, please.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Pat. Is there a second?
Gary Joe, so I'll make a second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Happy holidays, everyone.
Have a great
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.